This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Matt Levin did a story for us last week about artificial intelligence and the business of the law, in which, with my permission, he'd gotten an AI company to do a fake version of me, of my voice, I mean. I personally didn't think it sounded much like me, but I mention it because someday it will. There are a pair of reports out this week, one from the McKinsey Global Institute, the other one from Pew, looking at how AI is going to affect our jobs. Both say it's most likely to affect higher-paid white-collar jobs that require more education, but it's lower-paid jobs in customer service and office support and factories that McKinsey says are more likely to just start disappearing because of AI and automation. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on that one.
AI is coming for all of us, whether you work at a coffee shop, at a factory, in an office.
Everyone's job is going to be affected.
Bhaskar Chakravorty at the Fletcher School at Tufts University says the question we should all be asking is,
does that mean my job is going to be displaced, whether my job is going to be cut in half, or whether my job actually becomes more enjoyable because I have an assistant?
Automation and AI already do all sorts of jobs, in grocery stores, at factories, in customer support.
If you think about somebody who's working in a contact center, either responding to customers, you know, on the phone or through email, chatbots do very similar things.
Michael Chewy at the McKinsey Global Institute says by 2030, nearly 12 million people may need to change jobs because of advances in automation and AI. Mostly those working in lower paying jobs with a lot of repetitive tasks. But he says that doesn't have to be a bad thing.
A lot of the growth that we see is in occupations that have higher wages. And so if we can help the labor force and individual workers transition from work that is lower paid into work that's higher paid, that's all for the good.
But he says it will be a huge challenge. And generative AI is going to affect lots of those higher paid jobs too, some in major ways. Rakesh Kochar at Pew Research says there's still a lot of uncertainty about what that'll look like.
Will it help web developers become more creative, perhaps turn to other activities that they can do while AI does working with computers? Or does it just replace the web developer? We don't know that.
But he says Pew found a lot of people are optimistic that AI could change their jobs for the better. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.